on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has pledged to continue raising the lack of information on flood relief for groups in Inishowen in the floor of the Shannon until he gets some answers. The driver of a minibus taxi who drove over a Letterkenny woman lying on the road in Ballyshannon on New Year's Day in 2015 thought he had been in contact with a cardboard box at first, a court has heard. The European Commission will take Ireland to the European Court of Justice for its failure to remedy deficiencies in Donegal water treatment plants and others throughout the country. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have sport with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. But first in news, the Cathaoir Law of Donegal County Council believes a fire at an unoccupied property in Letterkenny today was started deliberately. The fire at the property in the Killyleston area was brought under control by the fire service after the alarm was raised this morning when smoke was noticed billowing from a semi-detached house. It's understood both houses were significantly damaged during the blaze. Councillor Jerry McMonagle says properties lying idle for a time bring unwelcomed antisocial behaviour.
From talking to local residents in the area, there was a family in one of the homes up until recently, but they felt that they had to leave due to antisocial behaviour in the area. It's a worrying aspect and it's a growing phenomenon. This is not the first unoccupied house that's been set fire to. And I would make an appeal to those who own these houses, and most of them are owned by banks and lending institutions, that we currently have a growing housing crisis here in Letterkenny, and indeed the whole country, but that they would make these houses available to local authorities so they could put families in them who are on waiting lists for long periods of time. So, look, there's a number of issues that will come out of this. I suppose the most important one is that nobody was hurt or injured and that the houses were unoccupied, but that shouldn't take us away, the focus away from what's happening here. And there's perfectly good homes being destroyed by fire, and they're lying idle for months and months, and they're inviting antisocial elements to do what they've done, obviously, probably last night again.
Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has pledged to continue raising the lack of information on flood relief for groups in Inishowen in the floor of the Shannon until he gets some answers. Speaking in the Shannon today, he again raised the lack of response to funding applications relating to Swan Park in Muncrana, Glenavon Waterfall and especially Coghill Celtic Football Club.
2 months later, even though the Minister of Sport and the Chief Whip were on their pitch within a few days, they have no clue if they're going to get any money or financial assistance from government. The issue of Swan Park, at the heart of my community, it's been destroyed. No clarification from government about whether there's going to be any funding for that. Glenavon Waterfall, no clarification from government. Potato growers, crop growers who have had their lives destroyed, hundreds of thousands of losses, no clarification. We had a debate here last week with no specific clarification about Donegal, even though I thought we were going to get it. There was supposed to be an announcement yesterday and there was no clarification on these issues again. I'm making it clear here today. I'm going to raise this issue again and again and again and again and again and again until the communities that have been devastated in my area get the support that they need. Now that the cameras have gone, people have been left behind. Can I get a specific minister to respond to me and tell me what's going to happen in terms of Coghill Celtic Football Club, Swan Park and Glenavon Waterfall?
Meanwhile, in a statement today, Donegal TD and Chief Whip Joe McHugh said government agencies have paid out more than €360,000 through its humanitarian assistance schemes since the August flooding. He said almost €180,000 of the funding has been paid by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection to families affected by the floods through emergency payments, while payments to community groups and small businesses which didn't have insurance cover now stands at €185,000. The driver of a minibus taxi who drove over a Letterkenny woman lying on the road in Ballyshannon on New Year's Day 2015 thought he had been in contact with a cardboard box at first, a court has heard. William McKee of Carrick-na-Horner, Cashelard, Ballyshannon is pleading not guilty to a charge of driving without due care and attention, causing the death of 33-year-old Sheena Stewart at Main Street, Ballyshannon. The court was told a mother of three was lying in the fetal position on the road outside the bus station when the collision happened. Donal Kavanagh reports.
Outlining the prosecution case before a jury of seven men and five women at Donegal Town Circuit Court, Ms Eileen O'Leary SC said the defendant was driving a Red Fort Transit taxi minibus at Main Street Ballyshannon when the alleged incident occurred at around 10 to 2 on the morning of New Year's Day 2015. Ms Stewart died from multiple injuries as a result of the collision. The court was told that Ms Stewart had travelled from her home in Letterkenny to Bundoran to stay in a B&B on New Year's Eve, but decided to hitch back to Letterkenny. Two passing members of An Garda Síochána stopped and gave her a lift to Ballyshannon bus station, telling her she could get a bus to Letterkenny that was coming from Dublin Airport. Ms Stewart, who had drink taken but was not intoxicated, was trying to wave down traffic near the bus station in Ballyshannon, and two vehicles swerved to avoid her, the court was told. The court was told Ms Stewart was wearing dark clothing and lying on the road in the fetal position before she was struck by the minibus.
Victims groups across the country have criticised the sentence handed down to convicted paedophile and ex-journalist Tom Humphreys. Yesterday, Mr Humphreys was given a 2.5-year jail sentence, with a judge coming under fire for saying Mr Humphreys' guilty plea and loss of reputation were mitigating factors. Dr Maria Hainsworth, manager of the Donegal Women's Domestic Centre, says it is important that controversies such as this do not discourage victims from coming forward.
There are support groups out there in society that are trying to challenge these cases all the time, and there is a lot of support available. We do acknowledge that the impact on going forward with any of this is quite hard, and it can be quite traumatic for families. But there is also an acknowledgement that particularly people under 18 who are giving witness statements or who are coming forward through the court system, there is a greater recognition of their rights. There's a new victims charter coming into play at the end of this year. There's a new court being built in Letterkenny that is specifically designed now to facilitate victims through video link access and having their own victim suites within the courtyard system. So, you know, there's a lot of developments that are occurring, and Garda Síochána are very supportive in terms of working with victims. So not to be put out by you know, sometimes the sentencing goes amiss, but we are open to challenging that. But the actual process and the supports that we can give to victims is in place. There's a lot of organisations out there willing to put in time and be able to support the person. So don't be afraid to come forward.
A Lifford-based councillor says not enough is being done to provide social housing provision in the Stranorlar Municipal District. Donegal County Council has confirmed that over the next year, 28 houses will be made available in the Lifford, St Johnstone and Raphoe areas. However, Councillor Jerry Crawford says there is a net housing waiting list of 136 families, and that's an issue that must be addressed.
Question referred to the areas of Lifford, St Johnstone and Raphoe, and it was reference in houses that would be constructed or houses under for acquisition over the next period of time. And the answer that we came back for the whole of the Stranorlar MD suggested that overall there's 28 houses that would either be subject to acquisition or in the process of planning through to construction. None of them in fact ready until maybe the third quarter of 2018. And when you look at the figures for the area would suggest that there's 342 families on the housing list, but there's 185 of those families who are currently housed under the HAP scheme. And that leaves a net housing list. There's 21 under other schemes and leaves a net housing waiting list of 136. Now, if you were one of the 136 families that were waiting for housing, and you have a report such as this, which suggests that the maximum here over the next 18 months or so is going to be 28, then it leaves you with very little hope. And I think, you know, that people are deserving of a house. It's one of the functions of a local authority. And these figures are totally unsatisfactory. There has to come more funding and more provision of houses for the families that are in need of them.
And is there any hope that measures can be taken to increase these figures?
Well, obviously the council will be making representations to the department of the people that had forward the funding for such as this, and the funding that we've received at the moment, while it's welcome, is totally inadequate to meet the needs or to give any hope to the majority of the families that are struggling and waiting to be on the council housing list.
The Housing Minister is still hopeful people will receive their Irish Water refunds before Christmas. Legislation which is needed to issue the refunds will be debated at the Housing Committee later. 70 amendments have to be discussed, leading to concerns the refunds won't happen any time soon. But Minister O'Murphy remains optimistic.
There are a number of amendments, but I believe that the bill does reflect the outcome of the Joint Oireachtas Committee in its totality, so I hope that we can get that bill through as quickly as possible. Once the legislation is passed, Irish Water is ready to start issuing cheques to people who did pay their water services, to pay their water charges, and it is my hope that almost all customers will have their refunds back before Christmas, but it is dependent on the legislation getting through the House.
The European Commission will take Ireland to the European Court of Justice for its failure to remedy deficiencies in Donegal water treatment plants and others throughout the country. Midlands North West MEP Marion Harkin believes a bad planning system by government has resulted in Donegal featuring as one of the country's leading water polluters. Yesterday's EPA report revealed that Donegal and Cork accounted for half of 44 locations nationwide that untreated sewage is still being pumped into water. The Midlands North West MEP is warning that infrastructure in Donegal must be prioritised or else this issue will continue.
Probably the biggest funding from the Cohesion Fund ever to any project, or certainly one of the biggest, was the upgrading of Dublin. And look, that's fine. Dublin needs its upgrading. But what happens to the rest of the country? And as I said, counties like Donegal, whose GDP was so low that it allowed the whole country to be under a certain level to get that money, and where was the money spent? That's why absolute priority has to be given to counties. I think Donegal and Cork are the worst two, but to Donegal, to upgrade the wastewater systems. The people there deserve to have sewage systems that work and to be able to drink clean water.
Sport on Highland with Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for a more active life. MichaelMurphySports.ie.
And it's 5:15, time for the latest sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with international rules news, and Irish manager Joe Kiernan has announced a provisional panel to travel to Adelaide and Perth early next month to face Australia in this series. Donegal's sole representative is Glenn Swally's Michael Murphy. Trones Niall Morgan and Niall Sludden are both named, while Matty Donnelly is on the standby list. Former Trone minor star Conor McKenna, now with Essendon in the AFL, has been ruled out through injury. Mayo's Aidan O'Shea will captain the team, with Conor McManus of Monaghan serving as vice-captain. O'Shea is one of four Mayo players included, alongside Brendan Harrison, Chris Barrett and the Aussie-based Pierce Hanley. Kerry provide three players in Paul Ganey, Paul Murphy and Peter Crowley. Ireland's first test against Australia will be in Adelaide November 12th, then in Perth 6 days later. There is no Dublin players included, obviously due to their involvement in club championship. The LYT Ladies Gaelic football side started their Higher Education Division 4 League campaign with an easy 9-12 to 5.1 over Maynooth B today. Among the goals at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny were Lucy O'Flynn, Sarah Jane McDonald, Aisling McGuinness and Emily Hanna. While there were impressive performances from O'Flynn and Rachel McGee, they will return to action on the week commencing the 6th of November with 2 games in 3 days against St Mary's and DCU. Michael Murphy's LYT men's team will play Cavan Institute in Cavan tomorrow Thursday in their third game in Division 2. The men lost last time out to DKIT but won their first game against University Ulster Coleraine. The venues have been decided for the 3 home games Donegal will play in Division 1 of next year's National Football League. Donegal are set to host Galway in the first weekend of February. That's Sunday the 4th at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Kildare will visit Father Tierney Park in Ballyshannon on Sunday, February 25th, while the game against Mayo will be in McCool Park in Balbuffet on the 25th of March. Donegal will be on the road for 4 of their 7 ties, with Declan Bonner taking his side to Kerry on the final Sunday of January to start the campaign. The other away ties will be at Dublin, Tyrone and Monaghan. In soccer, the quarterfinal lineup for the EFL Cup will be completed tonight. In-form Tottenham welcome West Ham to Wembley, while David Unsworth takes charge of Everton for their trip to Chelsea. Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers is playing down the significance of tonight's top-of-the-table match with Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. They're both level on points going into the game at Pittodrie. It's been put to Rodgers that this could be his biggest league match since taking charge, but he's not having any of that.
No, it's not the most important. It's the next game, and it's against a team that's started the league campaign well and equal on points. But so what will be our 10th game? You still got so many more games left.
Also in Scotland tonight, Rangers play host to Kilmarnock and Motherwell travel to Dundee. The English Football League say they will speak to Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola after he called the League Cup match ball unacceptable. Manufacturer Mitre says it's met FAI's Equality Pro standard and clubs were able to use them in training before matches. Guardiola claimed it was impossible to score with it after needing to come through a penalty shootout to beat Wolves in the last 16. It's used in all ties and throughout the English professional season outside of the Premier League. It's understood former Southampton boss Claude Puel is in advanced negotiations to become the new manager of Leicester. The Frenchman's been out of work since he lost his job in the South Coast club in the summer. Assistant manager Michael Appleton's won both games since taking caretaker charge following the sacking of Craig Shakespeare. The Republic of Ireland under-16s kept the defence of their victory shield on track today. Paul Osmond's young men drew 2-2 with Wales in Belfast, with Derry City's Ronan McKinley playing the full game. The final game is against Scotland on Friday, and should they win that, they will retain the trophy. And finally, in horse racing, a trainer Gordon Elliott says he's devastated after Cheltenham's star Fiona suffered a fatal injury this morning. The dual Grade 1 winning mare broke a hind leg while doing a routine piece of work under Davy Russell. Fiona was beaten just once in her 6 races and won the champion bumper at both Cheltenham and Punchestown last season. And that is it from the Sports Desk for the moment. We will, of course, have the GA programme with Tom Comack coming up later this evening as from 8:30. And I'll be back with the next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thanks, Oisin. And in news just in, the 5 banks that met with the finance minister over the tracker scandal have issued statements on what they plan to do next. Bank of Ireland says it will start a compensation process for 4,300 customers from the 10th of November. AIB says by year end it will have identified over 3,400 customers, 12 of whom lost their homes. Compensation will be paid by the first quarter of next year, it says. Permanent TSB says it has 1,971 customers affected and all will be on the correct rate within the next week, and offers of redress and compensation will be issued by the end of December. KBC says to date it had identified 1,041 customers affected, but it now accepts there could be as many as 600 more and all will be identified by the end of the year. Meanwhile, Ulster Bank says 1,000 of its customers will be compensated by the end of the year, with 2,500 others compensated early next year. The bank is offering an initial €50,000 to those who lost their homes. Minister Pascal Donoghue has spoken in the last few minutes.
Let me be very clear. The government believes that the behaviour of the banking sector in relation to tracker mortgages was disgraceful. This is a scandal. It should never have happened, and the government is determined to ensure that it should be resolved.
A Donegal County Councillor is seeking an urgent meeting between road safety authorities and an Garda Síochána to discuss the apparent increase in the number of road collisions over recent months caused by oil spillages. Councillor John Hamish O'Farrey has written to Donegal County Council, the RSA and local Gardaí requesting the meeting, and says the bodies would have figures from crashes that could prove it is an issue. Speaking earlier on the 9 till noon show, he says it's a serious problem in Donegal and that action from the various stakeholders is needed if it is to be addressed.
My name is, and calling this meeting is to get the three agencies together, especially Donegal County Council. They would have figures in relation to accidents that the fire service has attended, and they would have figures, was it due to ice, was it snow, or was it oil? So they would have some kind of figures there over the last number of years, or 2 years anyway. And also the Garda Síochána, when there's an accident, is it recorded, is it reported to the local guards, or does the car get towed away, you know, they don't report it. So it's a serious issue, and we need to have figures out there so we know exactly how many accidents are occurring on a yearly basis or a monthly basis in relation to Ireland.
There are calls for additional CCTV cameras to be installed within Strabane Town Centre following reports of anti-social behaviour. There are reports of incidents occurring in the Castle and Market Street areas where properties are being damaged at night. In addition, on Monday night last, glass bottles were smashed in the vicinity of Sigerson's GAA club, with glass being spread onto the playing pitch, as well as damage also caused to other items. Local councillor Patsy Kelly has condemned this latest incident and believes the installation of more CCTV cameras may deter the perpetrators.
It's been noted that there's been pockets of antisocial behaviour in the likes of Castle Street and Market Street. These are small pockets of antisocial behaviour, but if we had CCTV cameras within our town, we'd be able to catch these perpetrators that are going about vandalising and damaging property at night in the hours of darkness. You know, and yes, I know there's been vandalism, which the cameras won't pick up on at the local Sigerson's GAA club as well. We have to condemn that. It's individuals that have scattered glass on the ground within the pitch and done a bit of vandalism in Sigerson's Park. If anybody knows anything, to come to contact the police with any information, because it is worrying on that instance, and it's also worrying that there's pockets of individuals going about thinking they can just vandalise and do anything they want without being caught.
And in relation to the incident at Sigerson's, this is a facility that many people in the town benefit from, and the club has worked hard themselves over the years.
Hundreds of young people and hundreds of people use that facility over the years, and it is a very, very good club, very proactive club, and they do a lot within the community. So they do. And a small minority of individuals, whoever they are, and if anybody knows who they are, to report them to the police, because that is a facility that is used by hundreds of young people every week. And they scatter glass on the ground where people are out playing and are out doing sports. It's unacceptable.
And for weather now, apart from the odd shower, it will be dry this evening and tonight, with some mist or fog later and lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council believes a fire at an unoccupied property in Letterkenny today was started deliberately. The fire at the property in the Killy-Lawson area was brought under control by the fire service after the alarm was raised this morning when smoke was noticed billowing from a semi-detached house. Donegal Senator Padraig McLaughlin has pledged to continue raising the lack of information on flood relief for groups in Inishowen in the floor of the Shannon until he gets some answers. Speaking in the Shannon today, he again raised the lack of response to funding applications relating to Swan Park, Buncrana, Glenavon Waterfall and especially Cockhill Celtic. A Lifford-based councillor says not enough is being done to provide social housing provision in the Stranorlar Municipal District. Donegal County Council has confirmed that over the next year, 28 houses will be made available in Lifford, St Johnstone and Raphoe. And the European Commission is to take Ireland to the European Court of Justice for its failure to remedy deficiencies in Donegal water treatment plants and others throughout the country. Midlands Northwest MEP Marion Harkin believes a bad planning system by government has resulted in Donegal featuring as one of the country's leading water polluters. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 25th of October. The death has taken place of Marion Carney, 3 Meehan's Terrace, Waterside, Derry. Her remains will be removed from W.J. O'Brien and Sons Funeral Home, Eglinton, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to St. Columb's Church, Waterside. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in St. Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. The death has taken place at Letterkenny University Hospital of Archie McAver, Upper Dunmore, Falkara. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. Rosary nightly at 9 p.m. House private pleas from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Patients Comfort Fund, Falkara Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Carton Funeral Directors, Falkara. The death has taken place at the Donegal Hospice of Susie Green, Lower Ranafast. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Mass in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, and agree with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. House private pleas from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Donations in lieu of flowers to the Donegal Hospice, care of Stephen O'Donnell and Sons Funeral Directors, or any family member. The death has taken place at his residence of John Laverty, Kildara, Dunfanaghy. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St Michael's Church, Creasla, on Friday at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland, care of any family member, or Harkins Funeral Directors, Creasla. The death has taken place of Isabel Letty Neely, née Dunn. Funeral service in Deandor Hay Funeral Home, Church Bray of O'Gavin, tomorrow Thursday afternoon at 1:30, followed by burial in the city cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Foyle Hospice, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay Funeral Director, 100 Spencer Road, Derry. The death has taken place at Alvogovan Hospital of Robert Montgomery, 7 Nixon's Corner, Derry. Funeral leaving his home on Friday at 1:30 for service in Killay Parish Church, Carrigans, at 2:15, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to Killay Parish Church, care of Mrs. Ruth Hay Funeral Director, 100 Spencer Road, Derry. And the death has taken place of John Kilday, 274 Ballycolman Estate, Strabane, formerly of Burndennet. His remains will repose at his daughter Lorna Kilday's home, 39 Olympic Drive, Strabane, from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 9:30, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Cancer Research, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m.